FC's Monday through Friday podcast, designed to give you some biblical truth to meditate on every day as you go through your busy day. Today's reading comes from Romans 12, verses 9 through the first half of verse 16. God's word says this: "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another." I want to think with you today about one of the marks of a true Christian: Christian love for others. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus gave to his disciples a new commandment, and he identified those who keep it as truly being his disciples. In John 13, verses 34 and 35, we read, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So Jesus said that when his followers show love for each other, the world around them will have real proof that those followers are truly Jesus' disciples. And we might think, well, okay, I have to love other Christians, but what about the other people around me who aren't yet Christians? Shouldn't I be loving them too? And the answer, of course, is yes. Matthew 22:39, Jesus quoted the Old Testament when he said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." So putting these two examples together, Jesus' command to love everyone who considers himself a disciple is that we should love other Christians and love our neighbors too, Christians or not. And when we do that, everyone around us will have plenty of evidence that we really are Jesus' followers. Now, this is an important word for us to remember in our day, because the world around us is seemingly bent on getting everybody as angry as possible about everything around them. And of course, when we as Christians give in to that temptation, we give everyone around us permission to say, well, these people can't really belong to Jesus. And if they do, what difference does it make to become a Christian? They act just like everybody else does. So perhaps it's more important than ever that we listen to and obey Jesus' command to be a loving people toward everyone around us. And we know from reading our history books that when Christians do that, we make a startling impact on the culture we live in. You don't have to be particularly astute to realize that Christianity moves forward when we identify ourselves with who we are for, Jesus, and that Christianity recedes in influence when we identify ourselves with who and what we're against. Right now, Christian influence in our culture is receding rapidly, unfortunately, because well-meaning Christians have decided that we need to identify ourselves by who and what we're against, rather than by who we're for. And history proves that that's a recipe for disaster. So here's a word from your pastor. If you're one of those people, stop it immediately. You're hurting our cause. Instead, make it your aim to be one of those Christians who's known for loving others. You'll soon see what a difference it makes when we simply do what Jesus said for us to do. Let's pray. Jesus, you gave us clear instructions about how to persuade our world that we're really your people, saying, "As I have loved you, you also are to love one another and love your neighbor as yourself." Knowing this isn't hard, but doing it can be tough, so we're going to need plenty of help from you. Give us a genuine love for those around us, just as you have a genuine love for each one. Hear our prayer, for we come in your name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us again today. Remember, you get a new opportunity every day to demonstrate Jesus' love to someone. See you next week.